Welcome to Inside Slant. Our guest this week is Jordy Nelson. Jordy, thanks for coming out.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So how are you feeling?
Feeling good. It's good to be back on the field. Obviously missed a lot of the training camp, but feel great to be back out there with the guys working. And
tell us a little bit, you know, you lost Greg Jennings, Donald Driver. Tell us a little bit about how the wide receiver room has changed since those two have left.
It's a little bit different, but I think it's something we adjusted well to through the offseason. And even a little bit last year. Greg was injured a lot of the year, so, I mean, we were having to play without him and, you know, deal with that already. And JJ and Randall and I stepping up as the leaders in the room. So I think it helped a little bit with the transition. Then this offseason through OTAs and minicamp and everything, obviously we're the only ones there. We all of a sudden went from the fourth oldest to the second oldest and, you know, kind of stepped up in the leadership role. So, but it's fun. We're enjoying it, trying to, you know, get the young guys through training camp caught up, and then even now still working on them, even if they're on practice squad, not with the active team.
When you say you've kind of stepped up your leadership, what do you mean by that?
Just talking a little bit more, especially in our room, communicating with EB and the receivers, all the little things. I mean, it's one thing to know as a receiver the plays of, you know, a slant is three steps, you break in, or a stick is four steps, you break out. But there's little things in each route that over years you get comfortable with Aaron and how they want it ran versus different coverages and whatnot. So you try to give that to the young guys so they know it going into it instead of finding out in practice, oh, you should have done this instead of, you know, good job, you did it.
As far as the route running and stuff, does it always come back, Aaron wants it done this way, are we going to do that, or does it come down to what Edgar tells you in your room?
A little bit of both. Coach Bennett has done a great job with the discipline aspect of it, of, you know, this route is so deep. You know, he wants us to use the right fundamentals, getting off the line, how to run a route, everything like that. Aaron will tweak it a little bit based on coverage, but when it comes down to it, it's all, you know, mutual agreed upon. You know, it's something that Aaron wants a certain way, but you kind of have to do it that way because he's the one throwing the ball. It's one of those things, if you want the ball, you better run it the way he wants to run it. But there's principles and stuff that we have to stick to keep it fundamentally sound.
Interesting stat that was brought to my attention when I was researching this was there have not been any fumbles by any wide receivers. And I didn't mean to jinx you, but no fumbles since Edgar Bennett has been your guys' coach. What has he brought? And, you know, is that a coincidence or has he really emphasized that?
He definitely emphasizes it. When he first became the coach, a couple years ago, last year, whenever it was, that was number one. I mean, we felt like we were doing running back drills. We were doing ball security all the time. And he preaches it, and it's a big thing. I mean, it's something the coaches all across the board preach, you know, turnover ratio. You want to be on top of that, and if we're giving up the ball, obviously that won't help out much. So, number one is holding on to the ball. And he'll even preach, too. We want the yak, but he's like, if you have to, just catch it and fall down. We want the catch. We want the ball. Anything after that, you know, is gravy on top.
Looking back from your rookie season to kind of your breakout year where you put up big stats and became a fantasy, kind of a football sleeper, what kind of were the big steps that you took from, you know, being a rookie to now being one of the elite wide receivers?
A lot of it's just being comfortable. Again, when you're into the offense, when you're young here, you get in the huddle, you hear the play, then as you're running out the lineup, you're really thinking about the play, what I have to do, you know, what are the conversions on it and everything. But once you get comfortable, you hear the play, you instantly know what you got to do, and once you start making plays, you get more opportunities.
Tell us a little bit about your expectation for this coming season, not only you individually, but also as a team. Kind of where are you at right now, and what's your expectations for the upcoming season?
As a team, we're still working. Obviously, we got a few more days.
You're well rested, right?
I am well rested.
Not a lot of training camp this year, yep.
Good vet move. Learned it from this guy.
Yeah, yep.
But we just need to go out and perform. We want to be consistent, especially on offense, third down, red zone, everything. Just be consistent and play to the ability that we know we have in the locker room. And I think if we go out and play well every week, we'll be satisfied with the results. And then just continue to develop throughout the year. I think that's something we've run the last 2 years. And with the Super Bowl run, it's not really what you do all regular season. I mean, obviously, you have to get into the playoffs and into the tournament, but you got to continue to develop, continue to grow as a team, and make sure you're playing your best football at the right time.